Hello Claire, I'm just sending a response about volunteering. I've actually never volunteered, although I have thought about it in the past, but unfortunately I'm unable to do so at the moment due to health reasons. I wanted to tell you about my sons, both of whom one has volunteered and the other one still does. The oldest one is 21, and after he left school a couple of years ago, it'll be 3 years this year, he did his A levels. He wasn't quite sure what he wanted to do. He didn't want to go on to university. And I heard that one of our local shops needed volunteers, one of our local charity shops. So I actually went in there with him. I actually knew one of the people who worked in there because she used to be on the local guide dog committee, which folded. So they just took him on. He didn't have to fill in an application form. He didn't have to do a CRB check or anything. This was 2.5 years ago. He worked there for a year. He loved it. He worked there full time. In fact, sometimes he did 6 days a week. And I think they loved him for that as well. And then a position came up, a paid position as assistant manager, and he went for an interview at their regional office or whatever it's called. He was up against about 10 other people from because they obviously had to advertise it outside. It wasn't just an internal thing, and he got the job. So he actually worked there for a year and a half and he really enjoyed it, but it was only part time. It was at that point that he had to do a CRB check and not while he was volunteering. And after a year and a bit, he decided that he would look for other jobs because, well, he's a young person. He can needs more than a part time job. His girlfriend is in America, so he's often flitting off to see her. And at considerable expense, obviously, and if doing a part-time job, he didn't have, it wasn't enough for him to be able to save up for that as well as going there, or save up to, just for the future. He is now working in, I live in Orpington as well. He's now working in a chain store in Orpington, where they sell furniture and stuff. He doesn't like it at all. He finds it boring. He wishes that he could find a paid job going back to the charity. He's always on the lookout for it, a full-time job, a full-time vacancy. His brother, who is 16, is at college. It's a full-time course, one of the local colleges, but it's only 3 days a week. They pack it all into 3 days. So he's following in his brother's footsteps, and the other 2 days he volunteers at the same shop. And he's been there 2 months, 2.5 months now. He goes in 2 days a week, as I say, and his brother just went in with him, took him in there. He didn't have to fill in an application form. He didn't have to do a CRB check either. I think maybe it depends what type of voluntary work you want to do. If you're going into, say, I don't know if there is anything where you could you befriend someone, you go into their home or whatever. Obviously, if it's an elderly or a disabled person, they want to be sure that they're safe and they're safeguarded. I'm not so sure about working in a shop. I don't know because obviously they haven't had to do it. The other thing about the CRB check, someone can correct me if I'm wrong here, but I believe it's only valid for a very short time, maybe 3 or 6 months. And my husband's had to do one the last few months because he works as a carer going into people's homes, and obviously they are old, mostly old people who are considered vulnerable, and quite rightly he would need to do this. The other thing I want to mention is the expense of it. He actually didn't have to pay. It was about £44, I believe, and his company paid for it. But obviously I don't think a charity is going to pay for it, so the onus then is on the volunteer, and if the CRB check doesn't last for very long, it rather begs the question, how do you keep forking out, if you're not working, how do you keep forking out for this all the time if it's required? It's a bit of a tricky one really, because obviously in some cases in most cases it really does need to be done, but I suppose a charity, they're there to make money for a charity, and they don't even they don't pay, well, in the charity shops, they don't pay more than about two members of staff normally. So it's a lot, they have quite a lot of volunteers. I mean, my son, when he was the assistant manager, there was about 40 different volunteers. Obviously, they weren't all working there at once, but they have a pool of them, and over 6 days they have quite a few in it each day. So, you know, that would be a considerable expense. So no wonder they didn't do it. Anyway, good luck with your search for whatever it is you want to do, and keep us posted.